This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. The weekend is coming up, and with so many changes due to COVID-19, it can be challenging to make plans. Good thing we have our Things to Do curator with us, Tanya Pendleton. She's here to help us along. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Tanya, this week, the city of Philadelphia announced it will not be giving out permits for large public events, and that is big news.
Yes, sadly, Philadelphia has effectively canceled all large events scheduled for the rest of the year. That includes the Thanksgiving Parade, the Mummers Parade, and the Philadelphia Marathon. And it also means no more block parties, basically any event that requires a city permit.
Very, very disappointing for those who work so hard on those events, as well as the people who enjoy them.
But there is good news. Because this applies to public property, not private, it may mean that sports and other events are returning in some reimagined ways.
Well, without spectators, we're told, and that is a bit crushing.
It is, but at least we still have sports in some way, and we may miss the crowd noise, but we'll still enjoy it just the same. Now on to even better news.
I can't wait to hear it.
Somebody's hurt. You gotta just let it be.
There is a concert going on in Ardmore this weekend. A venue called The Living Room at 35 East is having a private, socially distanced concert on the ground of an undisclosed mansion. You have to buy your tickets in advance, and seats are limited. This is part of their new outdoor concert series, and it happens on Saturday, July 18th at 4 p.m. This week's headliner is Ben Arnold and the 48-Hour Horns.
Nobody's hurt like me.
I know Ben. He is terrific live, and all around that sounds like a lot of fun. It's been a while since we've been able to see live music, and I'm assuming masks are required and social distancing is in effect.
That's right, Jennifer. I'd love to go. Should we gas up the Bentley and head to the show? Because that's how you should attend a private mansion concert.
You line up the Bentley, Tanya. I'm happy to ride along.
I guess we're going to have to go in a more modest ride then. Luxury cars are not mandatory, but purchasing tickets ahead of time is.
Where else can we go this week?
Linvilla Orchards in Media is open. You can pick your own fruit, strawberries, raspberries, even some vegetables like corn, and you can go fishing. There are capacity limits, and the wagons to get you to the fields are one family per ride. But no advance purchase is required. Fishing's distance, though, and you must wear a mask, but the lake is full of trout.
That sounds very down home and relaxing, too. And being outside can be so rejuvenating. What else do you have on your list?
Folks in New Jersey and all around the Delaware Valley can head to the Cape May County Zoo.
Definitely tell us more about this one, because I know a lot of parents' ears just perked up when you said zoo.
Well, the zoo is in Cape May County down the shore. There are more than 550 animals on 85 acres, including African lions, a cheetah, a giraffe, and more. And here's a fun fact. There are 15 flamingos from Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch there. You don't need a reservation, but you do need a mask, and there are capacity limits. But best of all, the zoo is free.
Those flamingos have been around for a while, I guess.
That's right. And also in New Jersey, Adventure Aquarium in Camden reopens on Friday. You know, the Philadelphia Zoo has a sloth bear, but the aquarium has not one, but two-toed sloths. These are the slowest animals in the world.
And I would have to say two-toed sloths very slowly, or I would trip all over that. Oh my goodness. You know, that's kind of how I feel sometimes when I have to get up so early, just like a sloth.
Well, they are nocturnal, so they're on the opposite side of the clock as you. And speaking of time, that's mine this week.
Sad to see you go, but I know you'll be back next week.
I will be. And if you head to our website, whyy.org/things to do, you'll find all the info we discussed and more about what's reopening this week. The Muter Museum is back, and so are Philly's famed mural walking tours.
That's great. Thank you. Enjoy the weekend and stay safe.